Trust Me, Book 2 in the Cover Me series, written by L.A. Witt, narrated by Charlie David. Chapter 1. This is James. Sorry I'm away from my phone, but leave a message and I'll call you back. I cursed under my breath and dropped my phone unceremoniously into the cup holder. He'd left a voicemail this morning about going out tonight, and he'd asked me to call him back, but he hadn't answered his phone all damn day. Letting my head fall back against the headrest, I sighed. I wanted to say this wasn't like him, but lately, it was. For the first several months we dated, everything had been fine. Over the last 3, though, things had changed. Long periods with his phone shut off at odd times of the day or night. Calls and texts returned hours after the fact, when he used to call back right away. A suggestion of plans, only to invariably have something come up. Voicemails he conveniently didn't have a chance to return until I called, at which point he was always just about to call me. I rubbed my eyes with my thumb and forefinger. It wasn't like I was a high-maintenance man or anything. I didn't expect him to be at my beck and call. There was something about his silences and cryptic explanations that didn't sit well, though. The question was, did my suspicions come from being a once-bitten boyfriend, or was it just the habit of a homicide detective whose entire job revolved around picking apart little tells and details to see if someone was lying? Whatever the case, sitting out here in the diner's parking lot with an empty stomach wasn't going to get me any closer to figuring out my other half's transgressions. Muttering a string of profanity, I got out of the car and went inside. My partner, Max Kessler, had already commandeered a booth and ordered coffee. He pushed one of the 3 cups toward me. Problems with the boyfriend? Again? Yep. I took a seat and pulled a couple of sugar packets out of the ceramic holder beside the napkin dispenser. How'd you guess? He laughed. What else pisses you off and has you ready to throw your phone through a window when we're supposed to be enjoying a relaxed dinner? Good point. I tightened my jaw. Yeah, still having problems with him. Max was one of the few guys on the force who knew I was gay, and it didn't bother him in the slightest. He'd invited me to countless barbecues with his family, and whoever I was dating at the time had always been welcome. Yet another reason we'd worked so well together for this long. When are you just going to dump his ass? Max eyed me over the rim of his cup. If he's making you this miserable. Unless he comes up with a damn good excuse, I said as I stirred cream into my coffee. He's gone tonight. I'm over it. Max raised an eyebrow, but said nothing. I didn't blame him for his skepticism. How many times had I said that in recent weeks? Even I didn't believe me anymore. The diner door opened, and Max glanced up. Ah, there he is, he waved, and I didn't have to look to know who joined us. A second later, Andrew Carmichael slid into the booth next to me. Sorry I'm late. Physical therapy ran over. Again. Don't worry about it, I said. We're just getting here ourselves. How's the arm? He scowled at his right arm, which was in a sling. Improving slowly. Emphasis on the slowly, not the improving. Could be worse. Max slid the 3rd cup of coffee across the table to Andrew. That it could, Andrew said. I can't believe they still have you in a sling after all this time, though, Max said. Oh, that's just because of the surgery last week. They had to go in and get all... Don't want to know right before I eat, Max said, putting up a hand. Andrew laughed. Don't want the gory details? No, thank you. Bit of a weak stomach for your line of work, don't you think? I can handle it. It's just not appetizing pre-meal conversation, thank you very much. Max gestured at Andrew's injured arm. Any idea when you'll have full use again? Andrew shrugged with the other shoulder. Another 6 months, a year, who knows? It's better now that they've taken out some of the scar tissue, but... Max shuddered. Ugh, man, I do not envy you. You don't? Andrew grinned. Come on, everyone wants a badass battle scar. Battle scars are fine and good, Max said. Losing the use of my arm? No thanks. You don't know the half of it, Andrew muttered, and focused on stirring sugar into his coffee. He was getting more and more addicted.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?